It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting on WCDO as we get set for the New York State Class D football semifinals. Sydney from Section 4, Maple Grove from Section 6. Tim, we're excited to be back here at Cicero North Syracuse High School as the Warriors are again in uncharted territory. Haven't been here in a long time.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about this last week, and right at the end of the week, or right at the end of the broadcast last week, I said Sydney's been kind of being the giant killers. Well, they've got to go through a giant tonight.
Yes, Maple Grove, the number one team in the state in Class D, 11-0. They are a fantastic team on both sides of the ball, especially defensively. They just have some outstanding numbers. Not the biggest team in the world, but quick, athletic, and very aggressive. Should be an interesting task after we talk to Coach Matthews this week.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be different for the Warriors tonight because all the teams that they've played so far, they've had some big linemen, they've had some big backs, and so on and so forth. And right now, tonight, I'm looking out on that field, and I don't see any really big guys. So I'm guessing it's about team speed, and that's what we hear from Section 6.
Want to welcome everybody, of course, into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off, or kickoff show, I should say. It's not tip-off yet. That's basketball in a couple of weeks, or right around the corner, I should say. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney for all your transportation needs, including rentals. You can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll hear from Sydney head coach Jeff Matthews. What a better way to explain what Sydney went through preparation-wise this week, as well as a little sneak peek on what he thinks of this Maple Grove Red Dragons team. So it should be a great matchup here tonight. From Cicero North Syracuse High School, of course, the winner will go on to the New York State Class D Football Championship, which will be next Friday at the Carrier Dome right back here in Syracuse. So a lot on the line tonight between Sydney and Maple Grove. We'll hear from Coach Matthews when we come back on CDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
Are you fed up with overpriced insurance? Then it's time to visit the Rinker Insurance Agency of Hampton. At Rinker Insurance, our insurance specialists can review your current policy to see that you have adequate coverage for the most reasonable price. We handle all forms of insurance from auto, motorcycle, and snowmobile insurance to homeowners, life, and business. So if you're fed up with overpriced insurance, stop by the Rinker Agency at 191 Main Street in Hampton or call 639-1930. The Rinker Agency proudly supports high school athletics on WCDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Nate Lull here on WCDO, and yes, folks, football season continues as the Section 4 Class D champion Sydney Warriors are now in the Class D state semifinals against Maple Grove from Section 6. And once again, we're joined by Sydney football head coach Jeff Matthews. And coach, before we talk about Maple Grove and the state semis, I'm sure everyone would love to hear your thoughts again on a crazy quarterfinal win against Onondaga, where I think everybody maybe counted you guys out, but you guys come back and pull off a miraculous comeback.
Yeah, you know, almost speechless still, and we're halfway through the week. But yeah, a great win. It just shows a resilient effort of our guys. To say we didn't give up and that we were able to come back in that short time, you know, I'm sure there was some doubts in everybody's mind a little bit at some point, but the overriding majority of the guys just kept fighting, and they just played football the entire game, and because they did, good things happened.
And, of course, we have to ask you about the hook and ladder play. And, you know, we've heard from you that you worked on it for a few weeks. But, really, the credit seems to go to the guys who executed and also to Coach Zern, who just held on to that until the absolute perfect moment.
Yeah, I mean, we did talk about, you know, trying to get that play in a little bit earlier to get us jump started, but to call it when we did, it seemed, you know, at this point, it seems like the perfect time to call it. But we did work on it quite a bit, and so the guys got comfortable running it, and for them to execute it as well as they did, it was a lot of fun to see on film. I didn't get to see it in person. I was looking the wrong way.
And, Coach, let's move ahead and look at Maple Grove, of course, undefeated, number one in the state right now in the rankings this week in Class D. For everyone here who might not know, I mean, they're a Section 6 team. They're out in the Jamestown area. Can you give us a sneak peek on what they do well?
They've got a great program. They were a merged program for a couple of years, so they're fresh back down in the Ds. Ball control. They want to run the ball first. Very effective play action passing. So that creates some problems for our D-backs that are trying to get up and make some tackles near the line of scrimmage. Very patient as far as what they're trying to do offensively. They have an all-state running back coming back. They have some very capable receivers, some big, tall, long guys. So a lot of challenges for us on our defensive side. Defensively, they're very aggressive, very active. They have another all-stater at linebacker, who is a very good tackler and likes to mix up inside the box. So we're going to account for him. But they're well coached, and you can see that on film. You know, back to, and I remember that back to when they played Walton in a Class D semifinals. So I mean, this is a program that's deep in tradition and is just, you know, very well coached.
This time of year when, you know, you're late in the season and everybody else is moved on and playing basketball and your guys are doing a little bit of double duty, as a coach, is it hard to keep them focused on the task at hand, or is it one of those things where the guys, you're in the state tournament and they're all in right now?
I think it's a fine line, especially when you're dealing with 16, 17, 18-year-old young men. We have quite a few of our guys that are on the basketball team. I'm coaching winter track, so I have a couple of guys that are throwing shot and weight throw with me. I think it's a hard thing to do, is to keep their focus. We're trying like heck to keep them focused for 2 hours. You know, Tuesday was difficult in the rain. Last night, I think we were a little bit better. At this point in the season, it's more about mental and about what the other team is doing and seeing where they're at. And, you know, we're resting bodies and we're trying to get people healthy for the game Friday night. So I think that's our biggest priority, is trying to get people healthy.
As I looked through the Maple Grove schedule, they really haven't had many close games all year. They've been able to put teams away early. You guys have played a very tough schedule. I still think that Section 4 Class D was very, very competitive this year. And you guys are battle-tested. Do you think that, you know, helps if it does get into the second half and it's a close game, that your team, your squad is used to that?
I think that definitely could be an advantage for our guys. We've shown the ability to hang around and stay in close games and pull out close games. So I think that's something that would be really advantageous for us. I wouldn't sleep on Maple Grove having that same ability, though, because they're in a tradition where they win lots of football games, and so they probably have that same type of mentality. And so if it comes down late in the game, I think it could be a really good game to watch.
My last question with Sydney football head coach Jeff Matthews. Coach, what would it mean not only to you but to the players? Is there an excitement about having a chance to get to the Dome in the state finals? Such a neat place to play for kids who grow up in small schools, and to play on a stage like that.
I think there's a lot of incentive. You know, a lot of our kids are Syracuse fans, if not football, at least basketball, with the success that they have. I think Syracuse football has kind of invigorated some excitement back into its program right now. And so the Dome is some place that everybody would like to get to play. So I think that is some added incentive. We didn't talk a lot about it during the season, and so we've kind of kept it on a back burner. We didn't want to put any undue pressure on anybody, but I think it'll be a lot of fun for those kids to get back inside.
Sydney head coach Jeff Matthews. Coach, thanks for joining us. And, of course, we'll have Sydney and Maple Grove live here on WCDO Friday at 5 o'clock. Thanks for joining us, folks, and stay tuned for more here on WCDO Sports.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Hi, this is Tyler with the Quick Sticks Firewood Company. We're looking to become our area's leading firewood supplier. With the cold weather coming, we are also happy to announce we are now a HEAP authorized vendor in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties. Give us a call anytime at 607-643-3532. And good luck, Sydney football.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
New York State Class D semifinals. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting on WCDO tonight. Also WCDOsports.com. We want to welcome in all our listeners from all around the country. We've heard from several local alums from Sydney that are off in various parts of the country that are listening, and some other fans, too, that maybe didn't go to Sydney that just enjoy local football. We want to say hello to everybody out there on WCDOsports.com. And, of course, our web stream tonight is brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. And also remember that we archive these games, so you can go back and listen anytime. And that, of course, is courtesy of SFCU as well. You can go back, download the game, and listen to them. It's in our audio archive section right on WCDOsports.com. Sydney is in the maroon uniforms tonight with the white trim and the maroon helmet. Maple Grove, the Red Dragons are in the white top, the red, kind of red and orange pants, and the all-black helmet. But we were joking on the way up here, Tim. We haven't seen Sydney in the maroon in a couple of weeks here, at least.
Yeah, it's definitely. They've been the Road Warriors for quite a few weeks in a row. I mean, we've seen them in the white, and tonight we get up here, and they're in the maroon. So I was like, all right, that's interesting, because they are the 3 seed, and Maple Grove is the 1 seed in Class D and state rankings. And I'll tell you what. I guess that doesn't determine who's the home team. The Warriors are the home team on the scoreboard tonight. So we'll see what they can do with the home field advantage, we'll call it.
We saw them in those maroon uniforms this afternoon, and for any of our out-of-town folks, Sydney Central School had a fantastic send-off for these guys earlier today where they walked through the elementary school, they high-fived all the kids, they had a motivational speaker that the whole school got to go to, including the football team, of course, in the auditorium. And then it was a surprise to the team as they got on the bus. You know, the last few weeks they've had all the parents out there shaking the pom-poms and everything like that. But then they went around the circle at the school, and everybody was able to cheer for them there, and it was absolutely great. There was hundreds and hundreds of people, so it was really special. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back as we pause for the national anthem. We'll be back with the New York State Class D semifinals on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
We live where you live, and we work where you work. We're Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana. Hi, I'm Lee. We've become known for great customer service and very competitive rates. Our customers have learned that we go the extra mile for you when it comes to all forms of insurance, from car, motorcycle, and RV insurance to homeowners and business insurance. We find the best rates from over 20 carriers, and we offer easy online payments, too. We're your neighbors, Neighbors Insurance, on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and Route 7 in Oneana's West End. Call today. 563-9955.
Gilbert Plumbing and Heating at Gilbertsville is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. GPH has been serving the Tri-County area for over 25 years. They offer full service for residential or commercial heating, plumbing, or septic issues. They have 24/7 emergency service too. Need something fixed in the middle of the night? Call GPH and you get a real local person. That's the GPH difference. They also offer service contracts so you have peace of mind. Call Gilbert Plumbing and Heating today at 783-2289. That's 783-2289. Find them on Facebook or online at gilbertph.com.
Are you tired of that falling down shed in the backyard? Is the paint peeling off the sides? Upgrade at Catskill Shed Company today and never worry about those problems again. A vinyl shed from Catskill Shed Company is maintenance free. The Catskill Shed Company crew will deliver your vinyl shed for free within a 30-mile radius. Setup on a level location is also free. Need a concrete or gravel level pad installed? Catskill Shed can take care of that too. Catskill Shed Company has local locations in Sydney, Oneonta, Binghamton, Green, Devonport, and New Hartford. Close by, no matter where you call home. Visit them online at CatskillSheds.com or call 320-5005. That's 320-5005. New vinyl sheds come in a variety of sizes, perfect for a little extra storage or up to a new dry home for your car. Contact Catskill Shed Company today and never worry about your backyard storage again. 320-5005.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Friday and Saturdays.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lowell, Tim Cutting, live from Cicero, North Syracuse High School, as the national anthem has wrapped up and we are set to go between Sydney and Maple Grove in the New York State Class D football semifinals. We have so many special sponsors to thank here for tonight's game. We will, of course, be talking about them throughout the broadcast, but they make it possible for us to be here, so it's greatly appreciated. And the first couple that we'd like to recognize, of course, the Sydney Gridiron Club, AmeriGas of Sydney, SFCU, and, of course, Lori and Melissa over at Treats and Eats Restaurant. They've done a lot for the team this year. So several of our sponsors will be talking about them throughout the broadcast. As again, we'll set you up with the colors here. Sydney in the maroon with the maroon helmets, the white trim, Maple Grove, the white tops, the red slash orange pants, and the all-black helmets. And Sydney will be receiving this one, it looks like, Tim, as we had a little trouble seeing who won the opening toss, but it looks like the Warriors will receive here, and Ethan Finch and Nate Vibbard, a very dangerous combo, are back to receive.
Yeah, we'll see what happens right here off the kick.
And we are underway in the New York State Class D football semifinals, and they will keep it away from Vibbard and Finch, and it'll go out of bounds at about the 32-yard line. So the Warriors going left to right will start right there.
Yeah, the Warriors will start their first possession of the Class D semifinal right at the 35-yard line.
And it's an exciting time, that's for sure, as the Warriors set up, of course, with sophomore quarterback Darren Smith, almost 3,000 yards passing this year, just a rocket of an arm. But he has a tall task ahead of him tonight against a very, very good Maple Grove defense that shut out Alexander, the Section 5 champion, in dramatic fashion last week, only 142 yards for Alexander in that contest. So it'll be interesting to see this matchup tonight, Tim, between this defense and the high-powered Sydney offense that we've seen the last few weeks.
Yeah, they definitely play a 4-3, so we'll see what happens with the defense on this side.
They hand off to Dawson Backus, and he'll break it for 9, almost 10 yards, right up the gut. A great opening run here for Dawson Backus with some shifty moves, and they will give him the first down. He's up to the 45. Great run there for the Sydney Warriors.
Shifty move and a really good block by Lucas Tanner right in the hole, so Nice start for the Warriors on first down.
And, you know, last week, Alexander was only averaging about a yard per carry on the ground. So we'll see, you know, if that Sydney running game can get it going tonight or not. And here, right on the second run on first down, Maple Grove breaking through the line there and bringing him down, it looks like, with D.J. Brown here for the Red Dragons.
Yeah, they got real good penetration on that play and tackled the runner for a loss of 1. So it'll bring up second down and 11.
So second and 11, as Backus had nowhere to go. Again, this will be Sydney with 11:15 to go in this first quarter on their own 45, opening possession of the night here in the New York State Class D semifinals. Lucas Tanner is in the backfield as well as Dawson Backus, and they're going to throw here on second down. They throw high up in the air looking for Hoskins into double coverage, and it's just tipped out of bounds. Great coverage down there by Michael Padilla.
Michael Padilla was real good coverage, and I will point this out. Normally you have a shorter person playing Alex Hoskins out on the outside. This gentleman is about the same height as Alex, so, and he's right in press coverage, so he's like a yard off of Alex from the line of scrimmage, so we haven't seen that. Usually people are letting him catch the ball, and and then going and tackle him. Maple Grove has another plan.
Yeah, that's a good matchup height-wise on the outside edge. Third and 11 now for Sydney at their own 45 as they go left to right. Smith is back, but he's flushed out of the pocket here. Throws across, and this one is complete to Hoskins. He's going to be short of the first down, though, and he's driven backwards by this Red Dragons defense.
Yeah, that was a nice little play, and then Alex just kept trying to get the extra yards, but he didn't get very far because it was a really nice tackle right at the point. As soon as he caught the ball, he was actually hit. So nice little tackle on that play, and I think the Warriors are going to be just short of the first down.
It'll be fourth and short here. We'll see what the official measurement is with 10:30 to go in this first quarter, and it's going to be a fourth and one, and it looks like the Warriors will line up to go for it. They're just into Maple Grove territory. Again, going left to right. Ball is on the 46. Smith is in the shotgun, barking out signals, looks over to the sideline. Everybody checks their wrist guard here for the play. 10 seconds to go here on the play clock, and they might just be trying to get Maple Grove to jump off sides. They're going to have to run the play. They hand off the back. Is lunging forward, and that's good for the first down. He needed one, and it looked like he got two.
Yeah, real nice run by Dawson on that play. He took it right off the center guard hole and got the first down for the Warriors, so they'll keep this drive alive, first and 10.
So then Backus is able to punch it up to the 43. 9:50 to go first quarter. Scoreless between Sydney and Maple Grove. Maple Grove is the first-ranked team in the state. Sydney the third in this week's New York State Sports Writers poll. And here is Darren Smith, and he will hand off to Backus, who tries to run from left to right, but he's hammered again by that Red Dragons defense. Maybe a pickup of one.
Yeah, nice play on the defensive side of the ball right there. They're getting a little bit of penetration off the Warriors' offensive line, and like you said, you don't always have to make the tackle in the backfield. You just disrupt the play and the timing, and you can hold runners to short gains.
Michael Derby with the tackle there for Maple Grove. 9:20 to go first quarter. Scoreless between Sydney and Maple Grove. Second and nine. Smith flushed out of the pocket. Throws looking for Nate Vibbert. Complete down at the 24-yard line. What an acrobatic catch there from Vibbert.
Nice cut by Nate Vibbert right over his right shoulder, and he reached up, grabbed the ball, and caught it on the sideline. And actually, if he'd been in play, that he might have got it, been able to get up and run because he landed right on top of the defender and actually never touched down.
Those were some of the catches that last week when we watched film with Coach Matthews that Alexander was just not able to complete, and Sydney so far has been able to complete a few of those throws, which has helped this drive. So a first and 10, the ball is on the Red Dragons 23. They hand off to Backus, and he is brought down again as he tried to get to the left edge, and just great tackling here again by Derby.
With a team with team speed like Maple Grove has, you can't go sideline to sideline. You've got to go right at them straight ahead. And they tried to run a little bit to the outside. I don't see the Warriors getting too much on the outside on the ground tonight.
That was Trevor Misick as well, helping on the tackle. He was an All-State selection last year. Absolutely great defender on that side of the ball. So a second and 14 for Sydney with 8:20 to go. First quarter ball is on the Red Dragons 27 as Sydney tries to get into the red zone for the first time tonight. And this time the Red Dragons bring the house on defense, and they will pressure down Darren Smith, and that'll bring up a whistle on the play as he is sacked.
Yeah, they sacked Darren on that play. He had no time whatsoever. They're getting a lot of pressure from the offensive line and even sending some backers on that play. So dialing up some pressure, and you know what? We're going to have a little quick pass or a screen coming up here pretty quick.
Yeah, as we watched the replay on the big board, Darren had maybe a second and a half to do anything with that play. Third and 20 now with the ball on the 33. And the Red Dragons defense trying to hold stout here against Sydney. Smith is back to pass, looking to throw over the middle. He's got a receiver, but overthrows Ethan Finch. And fourth down coming up for Sydney with 7:38 to go first quarter, and we're scoreless.
Fourth down in the country mile, but you know what? They're in that area of the field where punting isn't going to help you any, so they're definitely going to go for it. And whatever they get is, a little extra yardage for Maple Grove. They have to go on their offensive possession.
Fourth and 20, they are on the Maple Grove 33, so we'll see if they can pick it up or if it will be a turnover on downs for Sydney on their first possession of the night. Smith again flushed out of the pocket, has to throw, and he just didn't have time, and that one is short for Vibbert. Turnover on downs, and Maple Grove will come out on offense for the first time tonight at their own 33.
Yeah, nice little, good little drive-ending series there for Maple Grove. They dialed up a lot of pressure, like we said before, and I'll tell you what, they are getting two outs, so keep that in mind because they're going to have to do stuff that's quick hitting if they're going to throw, and if they're running, the only thing they've been able to do is go straight up the gut.
Our first look at the Maple Grove offense as they go right to left. I'm sure we'll see a steady dose of Bradley Benson, their senior running back, and Easton Tanner, the sophomore, is in at quarterback tonight as their regular quarterback, Dalton DuBois, a senior and also very good on defense, is out with an ankle injury that he suffered a few games ago. But, boy, in that quarterfinal win where they won 28-0, Tanner did a very nice job for just a sophomore.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we have two sophomores signal callers tonight, so we'll see what happens here on their first possession.
Here is Maple Grove on a 1st and 10 going right to left. They'll hand off and cutting to the outside and running up to the 45 to the 46 is Benson. First down and more here on the first play of the evening for the Red Dragon.
Nice play right off the bat. Lead blocker around the end, and he had some room and made a nice cut, made one of the Warriors miss on the point of attack and got the first down.
Injured player down on the field here. Looks like Zach Trim for the Maple Grove Red Dragons. And looks like he's going to be attended to by the Maple Grove staff. He's actually going to try to get up now, but he does look a little ginger on that left leg. And we'll hope that he's okay and is able to come back into this contest. 7:26 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between Sydney and Maple Grove in a New York State Class D football semifinal. And Maple Grove has moved the ball up to their own 47 as they go right to left.
Yeah, nice little play right on that first, you know, that first down. I mean, they got a great push from their line and a great block at the point of attack on the outside. Sealed the edge, and the running back had a lot of room, and then he just made one person miss. Got the first down yardage, so we'll see what the Warriors can do on defense for the second set of the first down.
So back underway, and in the backfield, of course, is Benton. We'll also see Trevor Mystick back there a little bit. And under center is Easton Tanner for this Maple Grove offense. They have run a lot of misdirection. This time they go right up the middle here, and they're going to run with Benson. He's into Sydney territory, down to the 32. Another first down, and Benson is just lowering his shoulder and steamrolling through this Sydney defense.
Yeah, and this offensive line is getting a real big push on the defensive line at Sydney. They're pushing the defensive line back like 2-3 yards, and Benson is really hitting the hole really fast and hard, and like Nate said, and he's getting those first down yardage right off the bat.
Boy, and Benson, you know, over 1,400 yards on the ground coming into this contest. Sydney knew he was going to be a focal point. 6:45 to go first quarter, and Maple Grove moving the ball very well on offense so far at 1st and 10. They're into Sydney territory on the 32. They'll hand off to Benson again. Flag on the play. Tough to see which side this will be on, Tim.
Got to believe it's going to be false start against Maple Grove, and it is. So they'll move him back 5 yards. It'll be 1st and 15.
So Sydney getting a little help there as Maple Grove jumps the gun a little bit with 6:39 to go first quarter. Scoreless at Cicero North Syracuse High School between Sydney and Maple Grove. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO. Also WCDOsports.com. Some more of our special sponsors tonight include VEP Appliance, Kitchens and Baths, the Egley Machine Company of Sydney, and of course Cork and the Crew at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center. 1st and 15 for Maple Grove as they go right to left. Man in motion is Nick Fabrizio. They'll look to go to Fabrizio on the far side. He gets to the edge to the 30, 25, 20. Fabrizio to the 15, to the 10 before he's knocked out of bounds. And this Maple Grove offense is clicking, Tim.
Yes, they are. Fabrizio on the jet sweep to the right side, and he was absolutely just outran the Sydney defense. And if there hadn't been for, I'm not sure which player it was.
Looks like Brandon Evans.
Brandon Evans coming all the way on the other side of the field from his safety position, knocking him out of bounds. I think we have a 6-0 game.
6:11 to go, first quarter, scoreless between Sydney and Maple Grove, but Maple Grove is on the Sydney 11 trying to punch it in. This is only the fourth play of the drive. Here's quarterback Easton Tanner under center. Will hand off, looking for Benson, cuts back from left to right. Nice shifty move. The Sydney defense is there after a pickup of about 3 to bring him down, but he's inside the 10 to about the 7.
First time the Warriors really held him to any short gain on that play, but it was probably because he cut back against the grain and where the blocks were and tried to cut it back to the right side of the field, and the Warriors were right there waiting for him.
Clock continues to move. 5:45 to go, first quarter. Still scoreless between Sydney and Maple Grove in the New York State Class D semifinals. A 2nd and 8 coming up for the Red Dragons, but they are on the Sydney 8-yard line going right to left, moving the ball very, very well on this first drive. Man in motion. Here's the snap. They'll go back to Benson up the hole, and he's brought down at about the 2 on the right side. And this will be very close to a first down as Maple Grove knocking on the door.
Yep, right off the guard and tackle hole, and just absolutely just straight ahead and good run, and got very close to the first down, but I don't think he got it.
Yeah, 3rd and 1 coming up for Maple Grove. And we saw the Sydney defense several times last week against Onondaga in the quarterfinals make some stops in this type of situation, but Maple Grove is running the ball very hard here with 5 minutes to go first quarter.
And they'll look to run it up the middle again with Benson, and he is in for a Maple Grove touchdown, and the Red Dragons are on the board first with 4:52 to go first quarter. Maple Grove takes a 6-0 lead. Brad Benson with the touchdown.
Yeah, this offensive line for Maple Grove is just absolutely shoving Sydney backwards, and I'll tell you what, when you only have to go 3-4 yards, if you're pushing them back 2 or 3, it's going to be a lot easier all night long.
So Maple Grove scores on a 3rd and 1. Brad Benson goes into the blue end zone here at Cicero North Syracuse High School for a stand-up touchdown, and it looks like they will kick the extra point with Michael Padilla. And the hold is good. Padilla with the kick right through the uprights, and it's a 7-0 lead for Maple Grove over Sydney. A nice drive for the Red Dragons. 4:52 to go first quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting from Cicero North Syracuse High School as Maple Grove takes a 7-0 lead on their first possession of the evening. Tim, your thoughts on that drive?
Well, it's all about that offensive line from Maple Grove. They're just absolutely shoving the Sydney Warriors backwards. And you know, the runner is very, very quick. He's elusive and very fast, so it could be a tough night if they don't make some defensive adjustments to offset that.
4:52 to go first quarter. Maple Grove leads 7-0. They will kick off, and Sydney will field it at their own 12 with Ethan Finch. Finch cuts back to the left side. Finch to the 30. Finch still on his feet, dragged all the way out to the 39. A nice run back here from the junior, Ethan Finch.
Junior Ethan Finch with a real nice run. He actually ran right by one of the tacklers for Maple Grove and then just turned it upfield and got the extra 14 yards to get him up almost to the 38, I think is where they'll start the play.
That looked like one of those signature runs that Finch just finds a way to break free, and he's done that several times this year, one of the most athletic players on this Sydney team. So a 1st and 10, Sydney on their own 38. They're in the maroon with the white trim tonight going left to right. They hand off to Backus. Tried to plow his way forward, but that Maple Grove defense collapsing on him, maybe a gain of 1 if he was lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Pretty close. I think he might have lost like a half a yard on it, so it's going to bring up 2nd down and a long 10.
4.5 to go, first quarter, 7-0 lead for the Red Dragons of Maple Grove, the number one team in the state in Class D. Sydney comes in this week, the third-ranked team, after winning against Onondaga in dramatic fashion last week at the quarterfinals. And they throw on 2nd and 11 to the outside. It was just past the outstretched fingertips there of Finch. 3rd down coming up.
Yeah.
And Sydney needs to try to convert.
I noticed on that play, Darren was a little antsy. And all year long, he's been very, very poised about standing in the pocket, stepping up into the pocket. But I think this pressure all this early in the game has really got to him. And we'll see if he can come back and become the Darren Smith that we know.
A big 3rd down for Sydney. 3rd and 11 as they stand on their own 37. The snap. He looks to the outside. Throws for Finch. Finch is just swallowed up by 2 or 3 defenders. 4th down coming up, and that play only maybe nets about a yard.
Yeah, and I mean, everybody is running to the ball, and Nate did say it. There were 3 or 4 guys there ready to tackle him just as soon as he caught the ball. So that play had no chance to go anywhere. As soon as Ethan caught the ball, they were there to tackle him.
And this is, you know, from everything we've seen about Maple Grove, they pride themselves on defense. Yes, they've scored a lot of points this year, but it's their defense that they really take a lot of pride in. So Sydney is going to have to punt. Alex Hopkins standing at his own 26, and he gets a good boom on this one, and it bounces to the outside, and it's fielded at about the 28-yard line. And Trevor Mysick will look to bring it back. He's up to the 40, to the 45. Mysick trying to cut back at midfield. He does, and into Sydney territory down to the 48. That's one thing we knew Sydney wanted to do was try to avoid punting to some of those very dangerous returners.
Punting to him, and also that punt was on quite a low trajectory, so it got to him quick, so the Sydney defense wasn't even down there. But he came to the left side, and they had a nice little wall set up. Maple Grove had a nice little return on that play.
3:20 to go in the first quarter. It's Maple Grove 7, Sydney nothing. The
Again, some of our special sponsors for tonight's game include Jessup House Building Supplies, the Smith Insurance Agency, Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria, as well as the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney. A big thank you to all our special sponsors tonight, as they allow us to be here at the New York State Class D semifinal. Sydney defense trying for a stand with 3:20 to go in the first quarter. And they'll hand this one off to Fabrizio into the second level before he's brought down at the 35. And the Sydney defense scrambling to try to catch up.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, that play right there, they had three backs right to the right of the quarterback. They direct snapped to him, to the quarterback, and then he just handed it. And then Fabrizio had two lead blockers through the hole, and the offensive line got a great push again.
Fabrizio looks exactly like Ronnie Ballard last year for deposit. Same type of build and just a punishing runner for a taller guy. They will hand off once again. This one to Benson. Benson to the outside. First down, it looks like, as he's down at the 25-yard line. What a 1-2 combo there with Fabrizio as well as Benson. And they've snapped the last few right to Trevor Misick in the backfield there, so not even using the quarterback, Easton Tanner.
Yeah, they definitely are, you know, like you said, they're just doing like a wildcat look right now. This is quite a diversified offense that we're seeing here against the Warriors tonight.
And so a timeout is taken on the field by the Sydney Warriors with 2:49 to go in the first quarter. It's Maple Grove 7, Sydney nothing. We'll take a quick break, 30 seconds, and be right back on CDO.
You know, there's only one thing worse than getting in a car accident, and that's dealing with an inexperienced auto body shop. That's why when I needed auto body work after hitting a deer, I told my insurance agent that I was using Bill and the guys at Sydney Auto Body. They've been in business for over 55 years, and they do quality work. There's no hassles, no costly surprises, and they take care of the insurance paperwork, too. So if you have an accident, take my advice. Go to Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
The Warriors take a timeout with 2:49 to go in the first quarter. They trail Maple Grove 7-0. And you have to wonder what's being said in that timeout right now. Is Sydney really needs a jolt in the arm as they need to try to stop Maple Grove here late in the first quarter?
Yeah, it would be good to pick it, not have them score in this quarter and flip it over to the second quarter and see what happens. But right now, they really have to address that offensive line of Maple Grove getting such a push on that defensive line of the Sydney Warriors. They got to really address that, make some adjustments so hopefully the Sydney Brain Trust can come up with something.
The game is won and lost in the trenches, and so far that has been the case, as Misick will run for Maple Grove here on a 1st and 10, runs to the outside, and bolts his way down to the 5. The ball pops out of bounds. We do have a flag on the play. The ball was fumbled, but it went directly out of bounds.
Yeah, it was fumbled, but like Nate said, it did go right out of bounds. But there's a flag on the play, and I do believe it's holding against Maple Grove. And it is, so they'll get a little bit of a break here. They'll push them back to 1st and 20.
2:40 to go, first quarter. Maple Grove leading Sydney 7-0 in the New York State Class D semifinals. Again, thanks for joining us, Tim Cutting and Nate Lull on WCDO tonight. Glad to have you along. So this will back up Maple Grove to their own, or about the Sydney 34, excuse me. Again, Maple Grove in the white tops, the red pants, the black helmet going right to left. And the offense for Maple Grove has been dominant so far tonight.
Oh, they definitely have. And I'll tell you, like we just said a minute ago, they got to figure out something to slow this team down, because right now they're getting such a good push from that offensive line that those backs aren't even being touched until they're in past the linebacker level.
Maple Grove again back at the 34 of Sydney, going right to left on a 1st and 19, technically. They will pitch to Fabrizio. He gets to the outside, and he's brought down by Will Moore. Great tackle at the 30. Otherwise, Fabrizio was again looking like he was going to punch one free.
Yeah, it looked like we had a missed tackle right at the point of attack on the corner, but he ran a little sweep to the right or to the left side. He had three lead blockers and a good push from the line sealing the edge, so good play on 1st down.
So this will be a 2nd and 14, so a gain of 5 for the Red Dragons. The clock continues to move down to 2 minutes to go, 1st quarter. Maple Grove leading Sydney 7-0. New York State Class D football semifinals late in November. Fun time of year. Here's the snap. They'll fake to Fabrizio. They go back to Benson up the gut. He has a good run down to the 20, pushing the pile forward. It's going to be a 3rd and about 5 coming up for Maple Grove.
As Nate said, they are just inside the 20, so they're in 2-down territory, so they're definitely not looking at one play to get this yardage for the 1st down. So Sydney's got to stop them on 2 consecutive downs.
Benson's a little bigger than a Jesse Manuel of Tioga, but similar running style in between the tackles. Just always the feet moving, and you never know which way he's going to pop out of the pile.
Yeah, it is kind of strange because they like you said before, the misdirection. They fake the jet sweep, and then they fake it, and then they hand it back to the running back. And, Sydney's got to look at what they're doing as far as keys, because they're getting anything that they want to do, they're doing at this moment.
Third and four for Maple Grove. 1:25 to go first quarter. Maple Grove leading Sydney 7-0. Maple Grove is on the Sydney 19. Again, they'll hand off up the gut for Benson. First down and more, and he's got daylight. Touchdown, Maple Grove. Benson, his second of the evening, and Maple Grove now leads 13-0.
Yeah, Benson was just some really good shifty moves in the hole and then just outran the second level of the defense to get the 6 points.
Brad Benson and Sydney New coming in, he was the guy they had to stop, but so far they have not been able to do it. As we take a look at the replay on the big board, maybe one or two hands on him the entire run, and he just went in standing up. And so they will go for the extra point here once again with Michael Padilla as we wait for the snap. Snap is good, hold is good, kick is up, and if the kick is good, we do have a flag on the play, though, on the far side. And we'll see what that is, unless my eyes deceive me.
Yeah, the referee is going to...
They will bring it back and do it again here, it looks like. And it was on Maple Grove, so we'll come back and do it again. It's going to be a little farther out, though.
Yeah, move it back about 5 yards and try again.
So
and
somebody
jumped. He's got enough leg to do it.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Kicks have looked good so far. So still 13-0 at the moment. 1:14 to go in this first quarter. Maple Grove again will go with the extra point here for Michael Padilla, the senior. And again, the kick is blocked this time, as breaking through the line was the Sydney defense. So that backing up a little bit gives Sydney an extra little bit. They're able to block it there. So the score is 13-0. Maple Grove over Sydney with 1:14 to go in the first quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell, Tim Cutting. 13-0 lead. Maple Grove over Sydney with 1:14 to go in the first quarter. We'll see if Sydney can do anything here on this return. They have to try to get the offense going a little bit.
Yeah, and even though they're behind, I think they really need to start thinking about maybe taking the play clock down and not giving the ball back to them so quickly, because this is definitely an unbelievable offense.
Here is Finch, and he's brought down after about a 10-yard return at the 24-yard line. That's where Sydney will start their third drive of the night. You know, they had some success on the first drive, got it down into the red zone, but that second drive did not net anything. And so far, Maple Grove has proven that they are going to move the ball very, very effectively on offense.
Yeah, and the defense, I mean, they're just running to the ball, and it's not one person. It's four or five, like you said, on that one tackle, a decent bench. Let's see if Sydney can come up with something here on their third possession of the first half.
So as we wind down towards just a minute to go in the first quarter, here is Smith, throws to the outside, finds Hoskins at the 25. Hoskins still on his feet before he's brought down, stretching it out to about the 29. Good little pickup here, and maybe that's the recipe you have to go with, those short passes, and let those athletic receivers for Sydney see what they can do.
Yeah, it's worked all year long. It's just going to be hard to do with Maple Grove, because they are in press coverage a lot of times, and Alex has number 11 right in his face right off the bat.
40 seconds to go, first quarter. Second and one. They're going to throw up on the far side for Vibbert. He hauls it in at the 40 to the 35 before he's knocked out of bounds, and that will give Sydney some life. A nice pass, very nice touch pass from Smith to Vibbert.
Yeah, very nice, and they actually faked the out play to Alex Hoskins and then just threw over the top when he had man-to-man coverage. He had no help over the top. Nice throw, nice catch, and big gain for the Sydney Warriors.
34 seconds to go, first quarter. Maple Grove 13, Sydney nothing. Warriors with the ball again into Maple Grove territory as the maroon and white go left to right. They're at the Maple Grove 35. Here is Smith again in the shotgun. Fakes the handoff. No, gives it to Backus. He bounces to the outside. Maybe a gain of one before the Red Dragons just absolutely collapse on him. And guess who? Brad Benson was right there to bring him down by the ankle.
These guys are they're just getting rid of their blockers so quickly, and then they're right to the running back. Backus and running backs for Sydney are not going to be able to go to the outside with those moves. They're just definitely going to have to hit straight up the field.
We will have one last play in the first quarter with 5 seconds left on a 2nd and 11. Smith in the backfield looks to throw, finds Bibbard, but it goes right through his fingertips. Pass was a little high, but it'll be 3rd and 11. But right now, it's the end of the first quarter with the score Maple Grove 13, Sydney nothing. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Got some fall home improvement plans in mind? Area do-it-yourselfers have relied on Jessup House Building Supplies for everything to build anything. House has hand and power tools for every job by names like Stanley, Makita, and Bostich. Plus, you'll find shingles, plumbing and electrical supplies, corrugated pipe, sheetrock, Sicken's deck treatment, paints, and a large supply of lumber. Doors and windows, too. Delivery is available and advice is free. Jessup House Building Supplies is open weekdays 6:30 to 5 and Saturdays until 1. Downtown Sydney Center. And Jessup House has a big selection of stovepipe and insulated chimney systems for the winter heating season.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Friday Night Lights on WCDO from Cicero North Syracuse High School. Start of the second quarter in the New York State Class D football semifinals. Maple Grove, the number one team in the state, leading Sydney 13 to nothing. But Sydney trying to put together a little drive after a nice long pass to Nate Vibbard. They are into Maple Grove territory, but it's a 3rd and 11 from the Maple Grove 36 to start the quarter, Tim.
Yeah, this is a big play for the Warriors because they really do need to not turn it back over to that to their offense, because I'll tell you what, they are really clicking right now. And Sydney's got to get a big play on this third down play. If they get close, they probably will go for it on fourth down just because of where they are on the field.
So we switch ends of the field. Sydney now going right to left on your radio dial. Again, they are at the Maple Grove 36, a 3rd and 11, which can be daunting against this strong defense. And Nate Vibbard and Alex Hoskins lined up to the right. Ethan Finch is lined up to the left. Backus is in the backfield, as well as Lucas Tanner. And here is sophomore quarterback Darren Smith coming into tonight's game with just under 3,000 yards passing on the season. 3rd and 11 as we start the second quarter. Smith drops back. He's got good protection. Throws to the right side. He's got wide open Nate Vibbard, who catches it at the 15 to the 10. 5 touchdown for Sydney. No flags on the play, and Sydney is on the board.
Yeah, and you've got 3 defenders from Maple Grove going, "It's your fault." No, I don't know. They're just talking about something over there. They're talking about what happened on that play, because nobody was in 10 yards of Nate Vibbard. Looks like everybody went with Alex Hoskins on the slant, and Nate went out to the flag, and he was wide open, and 6 points for the Warriors.
Great play there by Vibbard, and he was wide open by at least a couple of yards. I mean, nobody was even close to him. So now they're going to run the gate play for 2. Here's Backus to the outside, throws through the hands of Vibbard. He couldn't haul it in, and so the score is 13-6, just 10 seconds into the second quarter. Maple Grove leading Sydney again, 13-6. We'll be right back on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So Sydney scores to start the second quarter as Nate Vibbard hauls in a 38-yard TD catch. The 2-point conversion fails as the pass from Backus to Vibbard was a little high. So Sydney now trails Maple Grove 13-6, and that gives Sydney some life here. Maybe the defense can start a push, and maybe we'll see the onside kick that we're normally used to seeing here, Tim.
Yeah, I would really think that I would hope with this offense, as much as they're clicking, they're going to take as much yardage as they can. However, Maple Grove has two really, really good kick returners, so we'll see what happens here.
So we will see as Liam Matthews is out to kick, Coach Matthews' son. We'll see what happens here if Sydney decides to go for the squib kick. It's going to be very interesting to see what they do because, as you said, they don't really want to kick it deep. And traditionally this year they have gone with the squib kick. Now Matthews is going to be replaced by Ethan Finch. So let's see if that throws a kink into anything. And Finch is set to kick it off here with Sydney trailing 13-6 after that touchdown by Nate Vibbert, a 38-yard TD catch. And they're going to kick the squib, and this one is nicely fielded here by Maple Grove at the 40. Very nice job there by Nash Nelson to bring that one in. It was a wicked bounce, and he caught it, made it look easy.
I bet Nash Nelson plays shortstop in baseball.
Yeah.
That was a really nice pick right there.
And so this Maple Grove offense, which appears to be unstoppable so far tonight, will have their first possession of the second quarter. They start at their own 40 going left to right. Again, they're in the white tops, the red pants, the black helmets. 11:48 to go second quarter. It's Maple Grove 13 and Sydney 6. Maple Grove again going left to right. They'll pitch to the outside for Benson. Benson to the 40. Turns the corner to the 45. Flag on the play before he's knocked out of bounds at the 50. And it looks like this one will be on Maple Grove.
Yeah, I think we got another hold against Maple Grove at the point of attack. We'll see what the referee calls here.
And so you wonder now what Maple Grove thinks a little bit. I'm curious at least because they don't give up many points. They didn't give up any to Alexander last week. They're averaging, you know, winning this year around a 41-6 per game score. They've only given up 66 points on the year. You know, maybe Sydney is proven that they can play here a little bit tonight after the slow start, but they're going to have to find a way on defense, too, because so far Maple Grove looks great.
Yeah, they definitely have to do something on the defensive end. I mean, they just showed Maple Grove that they have the ability to put points on the board, but Maple Grove already knows they do too, so
sure.
It's big here for them to figure out that this offense.
And they'll hand it off up the gut, but it's a wall of maroon and white there, pushing the pile forward for maybe a yard. And a little trickery there, but Sydney reading that one well as Trevor Misek hit the pile, brought down after a gain of one.
Yeah, and actually the penalty is a spot foul, so where the hold happened, it was the 10 yards from there, so it is second down and 10.
As Tim said, a second and 10 with 11 minutes to go in the second quarter of the New York State Class D State semifinal. Some of our special sponsors tonight include Tri-Town Regional Hospital, the Cantalog Outlet Stores, and of course, Hanalore Kennels of Sydney. Sydney trailing 13-6, a second and 10. They'll hand off to the outside. Now tries to cut it back, and Sydney defense is right there. A very nice job by the Warriors collapsing through. Colin Carl leading the charge for Sydney.
Yeah, real nice play by Colin Carl and the right side of the defensive line there. They actually got rid of their blockers real quick on that play. The runner had nowhere to go. He did a little dance in the backfield, and then they wrapped him up.
Reggie Jimenez coming off the bottom of the pile, two there for Sydney. We talk about him all the time, 5'2", 5'3", and never afraid to take on the biggest guy on the other side of the ball. 13-6, Maple Grove leading Sydney, 10:25 to go. Second quarter, 3rd and 9, now for Maple Grove. They're in the shotgun. Benson is in motion. They fake the handoff. They're going to throw. Rolling out to the right side. They throw across. Wide open is the catch and knocked out of bounds at the 35. Great play as Brandon Regal, one of the captains here for Red Dragons, makes the catch.
Nice little play right there. A little misdirection and didn't even see the throw coming at all. And he held the ball, the quarterback that is, held the ball right to the last minute and then took a vicious hit from Lucas Tanner, but completed the pass for the first down yardage.
Yeah, Easton Tanner doing a great job as a sophomore, stepping in for Dalton DuBois, who is their senior starter and is still out with an ankle injury that he suffered 2 games ago. We come up on 10 minutes to go, second quarter, and the Red Dragons into Sydney territory once again, going left to right. Benson's in motion. This time they'll hand it to him, gets to the left edge, 35-30. Cutting his way back to the 25 before he's hauled down, maybe just short of the first down.
Yeah, just that little jet sweep to the left side and gets a great, great block on the outside and steals the edge and then has a lead blocker to take him around there from there. So he got first down yardage on first down. So they'll be first and 10 from right about the 27.
9:55 to go, second quarter. Benson is as advertised. You know, we got a nice chance to watch him on film this week with Coach Matthews, and tough guy to stop, that's for sure.
Real quick in the hole.
9:40 to go, second quarter. First and 10. Maple Grove again will pitch to the outside. Benson, little stutter step, gets to the edge. 20, cuts back now. Benson still on his feet and almost brought down by Sidney, then plows his way forward for an extra 2 or 3 yards. And he gets down to about the 17th. Flag on the play, though, well after the play was dead.
Yeah, I kind of took my eyes off of it because I was trying to see what happened with the Sidney Warrior defense on that play, because they actually had him down, and then they kind of like just hit him, didn't wrap him up and drive like they, where you know that they can tackle. And Benson's not going to go down with that. You know, you got to make a good tackle on him. The penalty is against the Warriors, so that's going to just add to the issue.
Yep, I think it was a late hit in the pile after they deemed Benson was down. And those are the ones that keep coaches up at night, that's for sure. This is going to bring the ball inside the 10-yard line down to the 9. So Maple Grove again right on the doorstep with 9:15 to go in the second quarter. Maple Grove leading Sidney 13-6. Going left to right, Maple Grove in the white tops, the black helmets, and the red pants. They give it to Benson, cuts back left side. Benson dragging his tacklers down to the 1, and it's going to be a second and goal coming up here for the Red Dragon.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I don't think that's got to be the easiest job in the world over on that Maple Grove sideline is calling offensive plays, because I think you're going to see a heavy dose of Benson tonight, because that kid is the real deal.
Yeah, he's done a great job, as we knew he would. Sidney was just going to have to try to find a way to stop him. 8:35 to go in the second quarter, and they hand it right back to Benson. He's at the line, and the signal is that he is in. So Maple Grove scores again about midway through the second quarter here to help cushion the lead.
Yeah, nice little play. For a minute there, they stood him up. I thought they stopped him, but the one ref on the right side threw his hands up in the air for a touchdown, so another 6 points for Maple Grove.
And that's the third touchdown of the evening so far for Brad Benson, and he is off to a great start here. And since they missed the last extra point, looks like they'll go for 2 here.
Yeah, I think with that offensive line and that running back, I think I'd go for 2 quite a bit.
And so, man in motion, they're going to pitch to the outside for Fabrizio, cuts back and pulls his way in. 2-point conversion is good. So it's Maple Grove 21 and Sidney 6. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back on CDO.
Need to schedule an appointment to have your vehicle serviced? Hate waiting weeks just to get an appointment? This isn't the doctor's office. It should be quicker. That's why Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sidney now has 6 full-time technicians on staff to take care of your needs. That means we can schedule you sooner and get you in and out faster and back on the road to your busy schedule. You don't need to be bogged down with a broken vehicle or sitting in a waiting room because the work isn't done yet. The Chambers and O'Hara goal is to get it done quickly, but to also get it done right the first time. Call 563-4311 or visit chambersohara.com today.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 8:29 to go, second quarter, live from Cicero North Syracuse High School. Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Maple Grove scores again, and Brad Benson, his third touchdown of the evening, and the Red Dragons lead Sidney 21-6.
Yeah, you know, and like you said, that you know, they went for 2 there. They have been going for 1 on for the extra point, and they went for 2 there to make it a 3-score game, and they did that very successfully. And now we got to see what the Warriors do here with this possession, because they really need to get a couple more points out there. And we'll see what can happen on this kickoff.
Maple Grove with a deep kick here to Ethan Finch. Fields at his own 10. Sidney going right to left. They hand it back off to Vibbert to the 20. Vibbert outside to the 30. 35. Vibbert, little stutter step up to the 40 before he's brought down at the 45. But a nice little trick there as Finch hands it off to Vibbert, picks up some extra yardage for Sidney.
We saw that play last week, and they didn't run the reverse, but this time they did. Finch caught the ball, ran over to Vibbert, handed it to him, and they ran up the left side rather than going up the right side.
Again, some of our special sponsors to thank here tonight, the law offices of Joe Ermetti, Cohen and Frazier Builders, and Superior Heat and Air Duct Cleaning of Sidney. So again, a big thank you to all our special sponsors here tonight. 8:20 to go in the second quarter. Smith on a first and 10 for Sidney. Throws across, complete for Vibbert at the 45 into Red Dragons territory, but he's drilled
by two Maple Grove players right at midfield. Drilled, nice catch, but you think he got the first down yardage? He did. So it'll be first and 10 for the Warriors at the 45-yard line of Maple Grove. So Sydney proving still that they, as they have all year, this offense can move the ball. But they trail 21-6 with 8 minutes to go before the halftime break. Here is Darren Smith as they go right to left at midfield, flushed out of the pocket to the right side, throws, and it's a little too tall for Nate Vibbard as he was streaking across the right wing at the 38.
That was a broken play. Good job by Darren Smith to get out into the out to the right side to give himself a little time to make the throw, but Vibbard was heavily blanketed by coverage right there, so even if he caught the ball, I don't think he was going to go very far.
Neighbors Insurance, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, and Dr. Rohan Jay, also some of our special sponsors for tonight's game. 7:50 to go in this second quarter, Maple Grove leading 21-6. Sydney faced with a second and 10 as they go right to left. Smith is standing right on the logo at midfield. Sophomore QB Darren Smith, he somehow ducks through two guys trying to sack him, throws down the left side looking for back. It's almost picked off into double coverage, but it's too far for everybody and falls to the turf.
Yeah, that was interesting there. He actually did have double coverage. He had coverage underneath and over the top, and he was running to his left. That's a tough throw on the run for a quarterback, but he threw it where nobody could get it or his guy could get it, and no one caught it.
You know, sometimes it's like Darren just puts the ball out there hoping that his guys are so athletic they can make the play or at least have a chance, and he's right a lot of the time. Third and 10 now for Sydney. Smith, surveying his options, looks over the middle, throws, and it's knocked down by Trevor Misick. The linebacker gets his mitts on that one and knocks it down to the turf. Fourth down coming up.
And the pressure that they're getting, Maple Grove is getting on Darren, is actually with four guys. The linebackers sometimes come, maybe one. Most of the time they're dropping back into coverage, but that play right there could have been a pickoff play, and that would have been huge for the Warriors to turn the ball over right there. But they're going to punt here.
Maple Grove leading 21-6, and with Sydney right at midfield, Hoskins will look to punt this one away. And no, they're going to run a little fake here, and they give it to Lucas Tanner. Tanner cuts back upfield. He's going to be very close to a first down. It all depends on the spot. And that was a great run there by LT. I'm not sure if they're going to give it to him or not. It's going to be very close. I wondered, because Sydney does not like to punt the ball away very often.
No, yeah, and this is really, really close. I mean, this is a gutsy, gutsy call by the Sydney Warriors to go for it. But you know what? I know Maple Grove was thinking, you know what? They're going to be punting it back to us. We're going to get back out there and have an offensive play. And they haven't been able to stop this yet. That's got to be a good feeling. And then the Warriors surprised them. We'll see if it was enough for a first down, though.
Dawson back has sold the fake very, very well. And Sydney is going to be about a football length short, and the Warriors don't like the way the ball was, where the ball was placed, excuse me, but they're not going to get it, and Maple Grove will take over at their own 35 going left to right.
It was kind of strange because the spot was, it looked like he got to the 35, but they didn't give it to him. They put the point of the ball going towards the defensive side on the 35, and they felt he got to the 35 on the other side, so.
It was a great run by Lucas Tanner, but an equally as impressive tackle by Maple Grove that stopped him short. They'll hand off to Benson as they go left to right. He plows his way forward for 7 yards out to the 42.
Yep, nice run right there on first down. Just give it to the start running back and let him get 7 yards, and it'll bring up second down and three.
I think for Sydney, on this drive, the defense has to find a way to get a stop, because if Maple Grove punches another one in here, it's going to be very tough to come back from that. Second and three coming up for the Red Dragons.
Especially against that defense, because that defense has really only made one mistake, and that was letting Vibbard get away.
7 minutes to go, second quarter. Maple Grove on top of Sydney, 21-6 in the New York State Class D semifinals from Cicero North Syracuse High School. They hand off to Benson again, and Ethan Finch with a tackle, but Benson still picks up three. It's going to be very close, and they will give him the first down at about midfield.
Yep, they're moving the chains down the field, so it is first down yardage for Benson.
Otigo Family Dental, the Maravido Energy Products family, and Village Variety in Unadilla, some of our other special sponsors here for tonight's game on CDL. Also, WCDOsports.com. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you, live from Cicero North Syracuse High School, and the Sydney Warriors, their Cinderella dream season that's gotten all the way to the state semifinals here. They're trying to extend it, maybe get to the Dome next week in the Class D finals on Friday. But this Maple Grove team, very, very strong. And the Red Dragons are going to take a timeout, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. 6:27 to go before the half. It's Maple Grove 21, Sydney 6. We'll be right back on CDL.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
6.5 to go before the halftime break, and you'll want to stay tuned at halftime. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. But the score right now, Maple Grove 21, Sydney 6. Again, with 6:27 to go before the end of the second quarter. Maple Grove on top of Sydney. Of course, the Red Dragons are the number one team in the state, 11-0 this week. Sydney came in 8-3 on the year, and they were ranked third. This is their highest trip in the rankings so far this year after they were seventh last week coming into their quarterfinal game against Onondaga. So here is Maple Grove after the timeout, a first and 10. We did notice Brad Benson, the running back with three touchdowns, did hobble off the field, but I'm assuming we're going to see him right back in the contest here shortly. Very tough runner. And he'll run it up the middle on first and 10 here to the left side, and they'll pick up about 3 or 4 yards here for the Red Dragons.
Yeah, nice little misdirection play for the to the left side for the running back, and he took it out. Oh, he actually almost got 4. It looks like he got 4 yards. They gave him 4.
Yeah.
So it'll bring up second down and 6. But the Warriors make a nice play, but they still give up 4 yards. You know, most of their carries have been good for 10 or 15 yards, but right now they just made a nice little stop, but they still got 4.
So Benson is off, and Nash Nelson is in, and he will run to the outside here to the 50, to the 45, 40 before he's knocked out of bounds, and the running backs continue to give Sydney fits here as Nelson is knocked out of bounds.
Yeah, Nelson just comes into the game, 2 carries, and he's, you know, he's moving the ball just like the other guys were doing it, but I'll tell you what, that just speaks volumes to that offensive line from Maple Grove, because they are really getting the Sydney Warriors defense off their feet and moving them backwards, and that's not a good thing.
5:45 to go, second quarter. Maple Grove 21, Sydney 6. And the Red Dragons are driving again. They are at the Sydney 37-yard line. Again, they will pitch to Nelson. Left side, 35, 30, down to the 25 before he's knocked out of bounds. Inside the 20 to the 18. Another great run for Nash Nelson, who's just coming in relief of Brad Benson at the moment.
Yeah, and they're doing whatever they want. I mean, they run sweep to the right left side. They run sweep to the left side with two linemen pulling and then a lead blocker, and they're feeling that edge, and there's nobody there for Sydney.
And Sydney is, and you can just see they're chasing down the field constantly, 2-3 guys trying to catch up with the play, and Maple Grove has not been denied here tonight on offense. 5:35 to go, second quarter. Again, Maple Grove leading Sydney 21-6. They're at the 22-yard line of Sydney once again. They'll hand off to Trevor Misick to the left side, maybe a gain of 2 on the play.
Yep, good play by the Warrior defense on that to stop Misick for the short gain of 2 yards and bring up second down and 8.
Clock continues to move, and if the Sydney defense could get a stop here, this would be key. That clock continuing to tick down a little bit. If you can get into the half with it only being 21-6, you have to almost consider that a victory here for the Warriors, but Maple Grove moving it very well.
Yes, they are, and the thing about that is if they do score, they get the ball at the beginning of the second half.
Hand off to Fabrizio, right side, trickles his way down to the 10 before he's brought down, and that should be good for a Maple Grove first down.
Yeah, and that should be just a box, I would believe, so it'll bring up first and goal to go from the 10-yard line, and it looks like the Sydney Warriors are taking a timeout.
Head coach Jeff Matthews wants to talk it over with his team. We'll take a 30-second break. Maple Grove 21, Sydney 6, 4:53 to go before the half in the New York State Class D semis on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily and blue plate specials. The staff is friendly and fun, and there's plenty of parking. Our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine in 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties too. Call 967-3111.
Your
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4:53 to go, second quarter, Maple Grove 21, Sydney 6. We will check this out here to see if Maple Grove can punch one in again here after the Sydney timeout here, Tim.
Yeah, they've got, you know, they've got it going the right way, that's for sure. They're pushing them, the Warriors back, and Warriors in goal line defense at the 10-yard line.
Maple Grove going left to right. They will push it up the middle to about the 5. They have time on their side and not a lot of room to go forward here as they are just about 5 yards, well, 7 technically, on a 2nd and 7 away from another score.
Yeah, 7 yards away, and that play they just ran to the right side just off tackle. Pulling guard and a lead blocker just sealed that edge again, and they just do what they want to do.
Maple Grove 21, Sydney 6, 4:20 to go before the halftime break, and Maple Grove is back in their huddle with 10 to go on the play clock. And still the play clock continues to tick down here. It's all the way to 5. They haven't broken the huddle yet. Can they get up in time? And I don't think they're going to be able to get it off, and they're going to have to call a timeout here. As Maple Grove, the coaching staff, not pleased with that. They're going to have to take a timeout with 4:07 to go in the second quarter. They are certainly not happy. The Red Dragons leading Sydney 21-6. We'll take a 30-second break on CDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lall, Tim Cutting, here at Cicero North Syracuse High School. Maple Grove 21, Sydney 6. Boy, the Sydney faithful really traveling well here tonight, Tim, to support the team.
Yeah, they definitely are. They're here in really good numbers, and they're a little quiet right now, and that's not what Sydney needs. Sydney needs all the fan support and all the luck they can to try to stop this well-oiled machine of the offense of Maple Grove.
Man in motion for Maple Grove on a 2nd and 7. Quarterback is going to roll out. This is Easton Tanner. Left side throws. Fabrizio looking for the end zone, and he's in. Fabrizio scores, and Maple Grove gets their 4th touchdown here of the first half.
The second time they've done that play, they just run, you know, the quarterback does like a little naked bootleg over to the left side, and the running back just runs down to the line where he needs to go and runs to the outside and just beats the defender and 6 points.
4 minutes to go before the halftime break, and Maple Grove leads Sydney 27-6, and they will go for the extra point once again. And so this Maple Grove offense continues to show that they are a great group here on offense. Snap is good, and the kick is up and through, and Maple Grove leads Sydney 28-6 with 4 minutes to go before the halftime break. Again, we'll step away for 30 seconds here on CDL.
Are you fed up with overpriced insurance? Then it's time to visit the Rinker Insurance Agency of Hampton. At Rinker Insurance, our insurance specialists can review your current policy to see that you have adequate coverage for the most reasonable price. We handle all forms of insurance from auto, motorcycle, and snowmobile insurance to homeowners, life, and business. So if you're fed up with overpriced insurance, stop by the Rinker Agency at 191 Main Street in Hampton or call 639-1930. The Rinker Agency proudly supports high school athletics on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
4 minutes to go before halftime. Maple Grove 28, Sydney 6. And, you know, 4 minutes left in the half. We'll have to see what the Sydney offense can do here, Tim, to maybe get some points on the board.
Yeah, they definitely need to get something going because, like I said before, Maple Grove starts with the ball in the second half, so you don't want to give them back the ball and have them score again and then have the ball at the start of the second half.
Kick bounces back to Ethan Finch again, fields it at his own 10, cuts his way out to about the 29-yard line before he's brought down. So that's where the Warriors will start, going right to left in the maroon with the white trim, the maroon helmets, as they go right to left on your radio dial. 70 yards separate them in the end zone. The only one that's really done anything offensively with the Sydney Warriors, I mean, Dawson Baxter has had a couple good runs, but on the receiving end is Nate Bibbard, and he's been open, and on one play they lost him completely, and he scored 6 points. That's how the Warriors scored. And so Sydney, with 3:52 to work with, will throw on first down, intercepted here by the Red Dragons to the 20, to the 10, and they will take it to the house. A huge interception from Nash Nelson. He runs it in all the way back for the score, and that's the first turnover of the night for Sydney, and it is very costly.
Yes, it is, and I'll tell you what, that was just an absolute perfect defensive call. It was almost like they were in the huddle. They actually knew where that play was going. He was trying to go to Nate Bibbard on the little out to the left side, and the linebacker just dropped back off and passed coverage, took it to the house for 6 points for the pick six.
And that was absolutely huge. If Sydney, you know, perhaps could have gotten some points on that drive, maybe they had some life. But Maple Grove scores to make it 34-6 with 3:43 to go before the halftime break, and they will go for the extra point once again. Snap is down, kick is up, and this one is blocked at the line, and so that one won't go through for the extra point, and Maple Grove leads 34-6 with 3:43 to go before the halftime break. We'll step away for 30 seconds once again on WCDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street, Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:43 to go before the half, and Maple Grove with a commanding 34-6 lead over Sydney in the New York State Class D football semifinals. Alex Hoskins will field this kick, and he's brought down at about the 37-yard line. That's where Sydney will start.
Yep, Sydney, short up man, Alex Hoskins picks up the ball and just gets about 5 or 6 yards for the return, and the Warriors are back on offense. Hopefully they can get something going here on this drive and keep that offense off the field.
3:37 to go, second quarter, Maple Grove 34, Sydney 6. The Warriors in the maroon with the white trim will start at their own 38, going right to left. They've had a little success on offense, but stopping this Maple Grove offense when they get the ball has been next to impossible. Here's Smith, drops back, he's at his own 30, flushed out of the pocket, throws across the middle, and Parker Boyce had that one hit him right in the hands, and it falls down to the turf.
He was looking to see what he could do without it, or without the ball before he even caught it. You know, he was looking down, running down the field, he was wide open in the middle, would have had a first down yardage, but he dropped the ball.
3.5 to go before the halftime break. You'll want to stay tuned as we have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll break this one down and get you set for the second half as well. 3.5 to go, second quarter. Here is Smith on a 2nd and 10. The sophomore QB again loses the ball. It's loose on the field, and we'll see who comes out of the bottom of the scrum with this one. Great play by Maple Grove to strip that out as he was about to throw it. And we'll see who comes off the bottom of the pile. Looks like the Warriors will hold on.
That was a big, big recovery for the Warriors right there. That was a little scary right there when the potential of a turnover and giving the ball back to that prolific offense one more time.
3 minutes to go in the second quarter. And Maple Grove, with an undefeated record of 11-0, number one team in the state, really showing why here tonight. Smith drops back on 3rd and 16, again with pressure, and they're going to get to him. Two guys looking to bring him down. Smith drives his way forward out to the 35, but again, it's going to be 4th and long coming up for Sydney with 2:45 to go, and the clock still moving in the second quarter.
Yeah, and Sydney doesn't have they have one timeout left in this half, but they need to do something here on this play right here. You know, they had a trick play last week that worked for them. Maybe they got something else in the bag.
2:25 to go. Again, clock continuing to move on a 4th and 12. Hoskins is back to punt. Last time, as Tim said, they had a little trickery there and almost picked up the first down. Hoskins this time, though, is going to give it a good boot into the night sky, and Maple Grove will field it at their own 30. And it's picked up here by Easton Tanner. And he runs to the outside to the 40, 45. Easton Tanner up to the 50. He's into Sydney territory to the 40, to the 30. Can anybody catch him? Will Moore will finally drag him down at the 15-yard line. Another great return there from Easton Tanner. We knew coming in that he did not want to punt to those two back there, and that's why right there.
Yeah, and actually, I think Coach Matthews said, you know, if we punt to them, that's a mistake. And we just saw why that's a mistake.
He told us in our pregame meeting, he said, if we punt to them and they get to return the ball, that's going to be a mistake on our part. And they show it right there, Easton Tanner with some great shifty moves. And here's Maple Grove with 1:59 left down to the 15-yard line. I mean, this is great field position once again with plenty of time to maybe punch in another score.
And I want to give a lot of credit to Will Moore on that play because he was like 5 yards behind him and he just never gave up. He just kept going and made the tackle. So saved the touchdown.
Moore comes in with 113 tackles on the year, the leading tackler here for Sydney on the year. And he gets another one right there as he brings down Brad Benson, who's back in the game after being a little shaken up for Maple Grove. But Benson inside the 10-yard line now for the Red Dragons.
Yeah, and one thing I just noticed, too, is they run their quarterback all the way over to the sideline every time to get the play and then bring him back. That kid's got to be well-conditioned to be doing that all night long.
Yes, and, you know, this is their second-string quarterback as Dalton DuBois, the starter, is out with an ankle injury for the second straight game. They go back to Benson, and this time Lucas Tanner is there to meet him at the line and bring him down. Nice tackle there by LT.
Yeah, real good play by LT right there. Nice, got rid of his blocker real quick and then got to the running back and did not let him go anywhere.
Coming up on a minute to go before the halftime break, I'm sure the Red Dragons would like to punch another one in and give themselves even more of a cushion at the halftime break as the ball is down on the Sydney 8-yard line, a 3rd and 2 coming up as we hit 1 minute to go before our halftime break. And so Maple Grove taking their time. There's still 20 seconds to go on the play clock.
And they still have a timeout, too.
So they set up with two wide receivers to the left, two to the right. Man in motion, and they will fake it. They're going to throw to the left side over the middle now. And the pass is complete, and Trevor Misick will run it in for another Maple Grove touchdown.
Absolutely middle screen. A great call. Got pressure from the Warriors. They just had everybody out front. Great throw and catch and nice little walk into the end zone for another 6 points for the Maple Grove.
Another great design play there. You know, they faked that handoff that's been working so well to Fabrizio, and Trevor Misick was standing all alone and pretty much untouched as he walked into the end zone there for 6 points. And it looks like Maple Grove might take a timeout here. Yes, they will. 41 seconds to go before the halftime break. It's Maple Grove 40, Sydney 6. We'll be right back on CDO.
Hi, this is Tyler with the Quick Sticks Firewood Company. We're looking to become our area's leading firewood supplier. With the cold weather coming, we're also happy to announce we are now a HEAP authorized vendor in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties. Give us a call anytime at 607-643-3532. And good luck, Sydney football.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
41 seconds to go before the half. Maple Grove 40, Sydney 6. The Red Dragons did take a timeout, so they will come back, and it appears they'll go for the extra point here once again as they've kind of switched it up a little bit here between the two-point conversion and the extra point, and to see if they can tack on another point here for the Red Dragons.
Yeah, it looks like they're coming out and going to go for two again because they didn't.
They got blocked.
That's right, got blocked.
So they will go for two. They'll hand it off up the middle. And no, it's a fake. They'll throw to the outside. This one is, let's see, complete. And the two-point conversion is good. And Maple Grove will lead 42-6 with 41 seconds left here in the first half. Great play there. Really sold us on the fake. And then the receiver was wide open on that fade to the outside.
And every time they've done that with that little pass play to the outside, they roll it to the left side. That is a tough, tough throw for a young man to make. And he does it very well.
So a great play there for the Red Dragons, and they lead 42-6. And this Sydney defense has just struggled here in the first half, and they're going to have to find a way at halftime to rally a little bit here. Tim, the offense again has still been making some nice plays from time to time and moving the ball well, but the defense is just going to have to try to find a way to step up.
Yeah, they got to do something as far as just figuring out a way that they can stop it. But you know what? There is so many weapons on that offensive team for Maple Grove that I don't know where you start. You know, I don't know who you try to focus on to stop, because if you do, all of a sudden now this other kid's coming out at you. And
right.
They've got everybody. I mean, they're running back. Benson goes out. They bring a kid up fresh off the bench, and he goes hog wild too. So
yeah.
It just speaks volumes to that offensive line for Maple Grove.
Yeah, once Benson went out and Nash Nelson came in, he ran the ball extremely well, as you said. So some of our other special sponsors tonight include the Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, Otigo Family Dental, of course, Mirabidil Energy Products, Village Variety in Unadilla, Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe at Delight in downtown Sydney, Butler Auto Sales, ACO Brands of Sydney, McDowell and Walker, and Community Bank N.A. So 37 seconds left. Sydney with the ball, and Maple Grove's going to get the ball to start the second half, too. So the Warriors, let's see if they can pull anything off here. A huge rush as they get the pass complete out to Dawson Backus. Leans his way forward, but maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage as the clock continues to move.
Yeah, they had a little screen set up, but it didn't fool the one out. It didn't fool the cornerback for Maple Grove. He went right through the blockers and right to Dawson Backus and stopped him for no gain.
So the clock is going to tick down to 10 seconds here. Sydney will get one last play before the halftime break. Here's the snap. Smith drops back. He's going to try to go to the air. Lost it for a second. Picks it back up off the turf before he's sacked. Ball comes out, but time's going to expire. With the score, Maple Grove 42, Sydney 6 at the halftime break, Tim.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable what they're doing on offense and defense. That defensive line and offensive line for Maple Grove are just controlling this game, and Sydney's got to do something at halftime here to figure out what they're going to do in that last 24 minutes, because right now what they're doing is not working.
Maple Grove 42, Sydney 6. The Warriors in the maroon and white here tonight. You can see, you know, the body language a little bit here. They are a frustrated team, but they're going to have to regroup at the halftime break and find a way to come back. And, you know, who's going to be the guy in that locker room that picks them up right now and says, hey, we have a whole second half to play. We have to try to do something here. This has been the team of miracles this whole season long, and maybe they can pull something off here in the second half. They're just going to have to try to keep fighting out there.
They would definitely have to pull off a miracle, that's for sure, because, one, every time they – well, I guess I could figure it out. If they stop them on the first possession, okay, they get the ball, they score, and then all of a sudden Sydney – kicks onside kicks, recovers them. That's really the only way you're going to stop that offense.
That's for sure.
Keep them right over there on that bench.
Yeah, that's because besides that, they have been unstoppable. That's for sure. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll break this thing down a little bit more. Our halftime score, Maple Grove 42, Sydney 6. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.